I want you to tell me what happened. Tell me the secret of the Essex.
I don't expect a writer to understand, Mr. Melville.
Moby Dick has fascinated generations, as evidenced by the release of a movie related to the tale more than 160 years after it was published. But realizing Herman Melville wrote the novel while sitting in his Pittsfield home might be even more fascinating for locals.
So here we are in the study.
And you can stand at the very spot where he wrote it, peering out the same window.
When he got here, he was working on his sixth book called The Whale, and he found in the view of Mount Greylock from his study a persistent view of a white whale emerging from the ocean. It was his inspiration for Moby Dick. He faced it every day.
Peter Bergman is the Director of Communications and Community Relations at the Berkshire Historical Society, which is housed at Melville's home known as Arrowhead. He describes what Melville saw in Mount Greylock in the winter of 1850-51.
And when it's covered in snow, it splits into two peaks. The front peak clearly and very plainly resembles the shape of a sperm whale emerging from the water, and the high peak behind it is very clearly a white wave, part of that wake of the whale. And when the ground out here is snow-covered, at around 11 in the morning, when the sun is reaching its apex, mists begin to rise off of the snow and ice, and it looks like sea foam. It is the most miraculous view.
Typically closed for the winter, the Historical Society is holding house tours across 6 days in conjunction with the release of the film In the Heart of the Sea. Based on a book of the same name, it recounts the sinking of the whaling ship the Essex in 1820. Bergman says Melville's The Whale, which became Moby Dick, was initially more closely based on the recollection of the Essex first mate.
He had read Owen Chase's own rendition of that story during his own first voyage in the 1840s, and was taken as much by the whale as he was by the aftermath of the survival techniques that the sailors used for their 3 months in whaling boats, trying to find the current to float to South America to avoid the savages on the Pacific Islands.
While that story was not told in Moby Dick, Melville created the protagonist Captain Ahab, who is obsessed with carrying out revenge on the massive whale. Bergman says Melville, who lived in Pittsfield for 13 years, used the renowned Pittsfield elm tree that stood in Park Square to describe the physically scarred captain.
Even saying, just like a tree that's been struck 3 times by lightning.
Meanwhile, the Berkshire Athenaeum in Pittsfield is considered one of the top centers for Melville's studies. Home to numerous personal and family possessions, books by and about the author, along with an extensive collection of whaling artifacts, the Herman Melville Memorial Room draws about 1,000 visitors a year. Local History Department Supervisor Kathleen Riley describes tools sailors would make from whalebone for use aboard the ship, along with decorated whale teeth made for their loved ones.
They would do this kind of artwork. Some of them were quite good. Sometimes you just see whale teeth that have just been carved and there's nothing on them, and then you see real decorative pieces like this that have all kinds of whaling scenes or other kinds of things, sometimes poetry inscribed on them.
Despite the collection and a room dedicated to the author, Riley says some locals are unaware of the writer's history in the area, but is hopeful the film changes that. However, Bergman says the movie takes some liberties with Melville.
I wish Ron Howard had contacted us. We could have helped him.
Despite his understanding from the reviews, Bergman still plans to see the film right away.
In the movie, he has Melville as an insecure young writer bribing the story of the Essex out of a survivor, which is something that Melville did not do. He did not meet Tom Nickerson. He certainly didn't have stacks of money to use to bribe a story out of anyone.
Sail on over to WAMC.org for information on the Arrowhead tours and to see some of the artifacts on display at the library. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.